This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. Hey guys, exciting podcast here for you. Writing I did earlier in the week about an experience I had at the New York City Football Club match on Sunday night around the value of surrounding yourself with good people and a little interesting insight that I had after a loss of and the conclusion of the season. So I hope you enjoy it. It's called Who Sticks Around After the Game? Another audio transcription of a written piece. Who sticks around after the game? I know nothing about professional soccer. I know the basics. Ball and net equals goal. Don't touch the ball with your hands. Red and yellow flags are bad. You get the point. On Sunday night, I went to a New York City Football Club match. I went with some really important people in my life. The game at Yankee Stadium, a beautiful fall night. NYCFC scored 2 goals. The team from Ohio scored 0. And for some reason that I don't understand completely, that was not enough goals for NYCFC to win the match. Their season ended Sunday night. There were 5 extra minutes to play at the end of the game. You never really know how many minutes are left at the end of the game. You just wait for the referee to blow that final whistle, and that's it. It's over. For me, it's the most exciting part of soccer match. So the final whistle blew, and the game was over. So was the season. Then it happened. About 1 minute of boos from the crowd. I never fully understand booing. It's as if the crowd thinks that the team who has worked their butts off all season and all offseason wants to lose. But anyway, the boos happened. 1 minute later, the boos stopped, and those that were still in the crowd started clapping. They clapped a little bit louder and then a little bit louder. Then the negativity left the stadium, or maybe it was just defeated by the positivity of the applause. The 4 of us leaned against a small ledge on a terrace with a stunning view of the green asphalt resting over the diamond that is Yankee Stadium. I looked at these 3 people, and they were all clapping. I smiled inside because I knew. I knew that at the end of the game, I was surrounded by people that clapped instead of booed. I was surrounded by people that stayed instead of left. I was surrounded by people that celebrated instead of mourned. But most of all, I was surrounded by people who kept their own score. And we won. Not just Sunday night, but forever. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.